Hej och välkommen till N3 Whisky. Det här är avsnitt 209 och det är ju ett ojämnt antal här, så jag sitter här med Mattias Elofsson. Tjenare, hallå eller?
Hallå, eller? Hur är läget?
Det är, ja, man blev lite tagen på sängen av att vintern knackade på igen och kom tillbaka.
Jo.
Och då är jag på västkusten och du på ostkusten och det har liksom varit
samma
helvetesväder.
Samma misär.
Helt sjukt faktiskt.
Ja. Välkommen till Sverige och april.
Aprilvädret bara smackade till på allvar. Verkligen så.
Ja. Brutal.
Här på landet har jag faktiskt aldrig sett snö. Och då har vi ju varit här på liksom tidigare påskar. För aldrig liksom. Men det här har jag aldrig varit med om. Att det ligger kvar en massa snö. Liksom, och,
nej. Ja. Ja, du visar ju skylten på liksom i där färgen lägger till.
Bara, yep.
Behöver målas om? Nej, det är snö.
Den är täckt med snö. Det är nordanvinden som ligger på där. Den ligger norrut verkligen som. Så att den var helt, den var vit bara. Ja. Välkommen till
Whiteout.
exakt. Ja. Nej, men annars det är skönt att sitta inne nu då för all del och faktiskt läppja på någonting. Så det är så. Vi kanske ska kungöra en grej, Mattias. Det är bara du och jag idag igen.
Ja, precis. Ja. Idag igen är det så. David, ja, vad ska man säga?
Han höll på att springa rakt in i väggen men missade barely.
Ja. Det var väl tur att han missade vägen. Men han är inte på topp, kan man säga.
Långt ifrån.
Just nu. Så att, nej.
Och det har ju konsekvenser även för oss. Även för denna podd. Vi känner oss ganska nakna utan David faktiskt.
Ja, verkligen.
Jag trodde aldrig jag skulle säga det så här. Men absolut, det är sant.
Det är ju skönt att vi är nakna utan David och inte nakna med David. Eller?
Det skulle bli en helt annan
podd. Det har vi ju i och för sig varit.
Förvisso.
Åtskilliga gånger.
Ja, okej då.
Utan att gå in på mer detaljer.
Stoppa där. Okej,
okay, jag stoppar. Ja.
Nej, men det tråkiga med detta är att vi kommer dra i handbromsen här en stund på den här podden och faktiskt pausa den. Och vi kan inte riktigt säga när vi kommer tillbaka, utan det hänger på hur bra David kommer att må. Så att vi får helt enkelt se. Och det är astrist, men vi tycker verkligen att David, han ska ju göra det som han gör. Ta det lugnt, klappa katterna och försöka liksom samla energi.
Det finns viktigare saker i livet än att sitta och tjata om whisky.
Va?
Ibland. Ja, ja, jo, faktiskt.
Okay.
Ens hälsan framför allt.
Så. Så sant, så sant. Jep, rent praktiskt, ja, det kommer inget nytt avsnitt på tisdag. Och ni som är betalande medlemmar ska naturligtvis inte behöva betala för att vi inte sitter och snackar skit om whisky och gäst och andra saker. Så att vi pausar era medlemskap och ni märker när det börjar dras pengar igen, då jävlar så kommer vi igång.
Då är vi tillbaka.
Då är vi tillbaka. Ja.
Så lätt blir ni inte av med oss.
Nej, för fasen. Vi är ont krut förgås inte. Vi kommer tillbaka.
Nej, exakt.
För tusan.
Men vi kommer ju go out with a bang, kan man säga.
Ja, men det tycker jag. Vi har en liten specialgrej idag. Men först, Mattias, har du någonting i glaset?
Du, det har jag. Jag gjorde en liten sån här... Jag ska inte säga att jag gjorde en rotering, men jag plockade fram en och gjorde ett folieryck, faktiskt.
Jaha!
På en av de här tre presentförpackningsflaskorna jag köpte på Penderin när vi var där.
Jaha, hade du inte
det var ju ett
dem?
Sånt här trepack med, ja, vad det nu var, 25 centiliters eller 30 centiliters.
Någonting sånt. Flaskor.
Ja. Någonting, så här, lite mindre. Så att nu öppnade jag flaska två där och då är det en utgåva som heter Penderin Myth. En single malt som är matured in a range of specially selected ex-bourbon and rejuvenated oak casks.
Hoho.
Ja.
Smakar det något eller?
Ja, smakar något, men inte mycket.
Attans då. Nej, den har ju inte...
Ja, ganska bland faktiskt.
Ah, okej. Okay. Ja, den var ju inte superkraftfull direkt.
Nej, 41% inget... Så här. Okay. Inte äcklig, men det är inget man skulle springa benen av sig efter.
För att köpa nästa flaska? Nej.
Nej.
Okej, okay. Jag fattar.
En trevlig. Själv då? Vad smuttar du på?
Jag kom ut, ja precis, vi kom ut i landet och det är inte så här roligt för jag glömmer ju bort, jag får ju inte direkt bok över vad jag liksom ställer kvar här i skåpet.
Nej.
Några exempel, så någon flaska sånt här. Och så var det, denna gång kom jag ut och öppnade med förtjusning skåpet och upptäckte att jag hade en Agitator Single Malt Whisky, deras typ första riktiga utgåva, är det väl, tror jag?
Ja, typ. Ja,
ish, jo. Alltså de hade säkert en massa andra, men den som kom i lite volyms där. Och den mindes jag som att jag var inte så superförtjust, men den har stått till sig lite grann med lite luft i flaskan kanske, vem vet. Nu är den mycket godare.
Vad trevligt.
Ja, så det är bra.
Men gjorde du då som Oscar sa, att du drog the neck på det rakt ner i halsen?
Precis. Självklart. Nej, faktum är att jag kan visa dig på film. Så du druckit liksom halv, någon... Ja, nästan. Den har ju... Neckpouren har jag redan spilt ut eftersom den är ganska svår eld. Liksom. Så att den var ju liksom öppnad redan. Och har stått med lite luft och har antagligen lite kyla på sig. Det gjorde den gott.
Och det har gjort den gott.
Ja, tycker jag.
Härligt.
Tycker jag mycket bra. Onwards till kvällens begivenhet tänkte jag säga.
Ja.
Det är ju så att David för bara några veckor sedan träffade Emiko Kachi på Nikka.
Just
som, det. Hon nördade inte i onödan om gäst, utan hon jobbar med marknadsföring av Nikka.
Ja,
Nikka Brand. Ja. Men det är ju inte mindre spännande heller. Liksom. Det är ju ett helt annat ben av liksom, whiskyindustrin och japansk whisky. Jag precis börjat läsa den här Stefan van Eyckens Whisky Rising-boken som ska vara
okay.
Jag har kommit bara några sidor in. Så att, det här ska bli spännande. Och sen ska jag läsa i kapp.
Precis. Ja, jo, men David satt ju ner med henne en kväll på Hotel Risen.
Ja, så var det.
Gjorde en intervju med henne och den ska ni få höra nu helt enkelt.
Så är det.
Det är lite rörigt bakgrundsljud, men jag hoppas att ni kan urskilja någonting ändå.
Tror jag nog.
Jeroen, du får ju work your magic i mixen här sen.
Ja. Men vad fan.
Finns det något skönt AI-verktyg som man kan använda för?
Det finns det säkert, och det blir allting bara bättre av, det vet vi ju.
Just det.
Eller hur? Ja, men du har din dubbelbandare klar där. Ska vi...
Ja,
vi rullar bandet.
Vi rullar bandet.
Tjoho!
So, Emiko, first of all, could you just like say who you are, your title, what do you work with?
Yes, I'm Emiko Kaji, so who is managing the Nikka's global business based in Tokyo. So my title is Nikka Whiskey Marketing and Sales Manager, General Manager.
So in terms, just so I understand, in terms of sales, you are like the number one boss.
Yeah, I'm the head of the export.
Yeah. Head of export. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we are handling the all business except Japan.
Yeah. And I have to admit, Nikka, I know what distilleries in Japan that Nikka owns. Is there anything else in the Nikka sort of portfolio? Or is it just whiskey?
No, we have a wide range. So in addition to whiskey, we are making gin and vodka, as you might know. And also we are now distilling the apple brandy and also making cider.
Yeah, of course, the apple brand is that.
Yeah, apple is a very, very important and historical bond.
I don't think those who listen to our podcast will know why apple brandy is. So maybe you could explain, like, why it has some kind of historical.
Yeah.
Value.
So as you might know, our founder Masataka Taketsuru, he is a very first Japanese person who went to Scotland and learned how to make whiskey and brought the expertise back to Japan. And after that, he joined Kotobukiya, the current Suntory, and he directed to build the Yamazaki Distillery and made an authentic whiskey. But mm-hmm. after 10-year contract with Suntory, Masataka decided to become independent. Mm-hmm. Then he opened his own company, Nikka. But the original name of the Nikka whiskey was not Nikka whiskey. It was Dai Nippon Kaju, meaning the great Japanese juice company. So, yeah. As you know, the whiskey business is time-consuming. So, and the birthplace of Nikka, the Yoichi, was very famous for quality apples. So, while his whiskey is matured in casks, the company had to keep the business rolling. Then, by making apple products, like apple juice, apple wine, apple jelly. That's why the apple is very important fruit. And also we have a lot of expertise of apple products.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's a really... But you started with the apple brandy thing fairly recently, or have you been doing it... Apart from the historical, but it's fairly modern now.
So the apple brandy production suspended in the past decade. And we decided to restart.
Yeah.
And install a new still for the apple product, apple brandy production.
Okay.
And so now we are distilling.
Yeah.
And we are expect to release in the near, in the future.
Yeah. That's so cool. That is so cool. And so, being in charge of sales for such a large company as Nikka, is it more? Would you say it's more in terms of looking at what is going to happen in 5 or 10 years? Or is it very much, we need this product now? In terms of the work that you do?
I'm taking a wide range of jobs to work. So, of course, as a sales manager, I need to cultivate new markets.
Yeah.
So, the Sweden is a very mature market. We've been distributing here for years. But during the period when we had a critical restriction supply, we could not expand the market. Yeah. But now that we have more, we can expect more liquid to come. So it's time to restart the entering new markets. So now we are, before that we were focusing on just Europe and US. But it's time to expand, especially in Asia. And also maybe we just entered Mexico. And also trying to expand the Caribbean islands.
Okay.
And this is one thing. And also, as we have many customers with different preferences and different taste profile. So we'd like to widen our portfolio, not just whiskey, but also from the other spirits. Because now Nikka is not only loved by the whiskey drinkers, but we are also very popular among cocktail drinkers. That's why we have the coffee gin and coffee vodka. For cocktails.
Of course, for the Nikka coffee malt, Nikka coffee grain.
They are very popular. Also Nikka from the bio is also excellent in cocktails.
Oh, it's such a good whiskey. Nikka from the bio.
So they develop the new market and they develop widening the product portfolio are two key things.
I was thinking about, because you're in charge of sales and export.
And marketing, but, global marketing.
Yeah, global marketing. But was it... But earlier, there was a problem for Japanese whiskey with the demand being too high and the supply being lower. So is that beginning to be rectified now, the situation with stocks and...
Yes. As for Nikka, as you might remember, so we had to delist... age statement of single malts in 2015. It was just after the 80th anniversary and also just after the famous TV drama Masan was released. As you know, the Masan was a TV drama created by the government-owned NHK, retelling the story of our Masataka and his Scottish wife, Rita.
Yeah.
So at that time, every Japanese person became too crazy about Nikka and wanted to try Nikka. And we sold too much.
Yeah.
As a result, we decided to delist the key mm-hmm. products, and focusing on the building the stock.
Was that in 2015?
15, yeah.
Is 15. It that long ago?
Yeah, long ago.
Oh my God! The years just fly by, don't they?
Yeah. And
I'm a bit shocked now.
Yeah. And okay. In 2017, the company mm-hmm. decided to invest more in production. Mm-hmm. So we have been distilling at full capacity. Mm-hmm. Now we can expect more liquid.
Yeah.
And more, we can expect more matured whiskey in-house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we recently reintroduced Yoichi 10 years old.
Yeah.
Even though the limited in supply.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good sign. Because while we were widening our portfolio with non-age expressions, mm-hmm. but also we can extend to the age statements back again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to ask about the 2022, the new Japanese whiskey rules. I know Nikkei is one of the companies, as well as Suntory, who have been like, we're going to abide by these rules. Do you think, like, what? Because there are still many companies that don't, that are like, yeah, we will do it in another way.
Yeah, because that rule is voluntary.
Yeah,
only among the JASLA members. JASLA is a Japanese Liquor and Spirits Makers Association.
Mm-hmm.
I think the many of the producers are members, mm-hmm. but there are some. And the non-members can do whatever they want,
mm-hmm.
because it is not the law.
Yeah. But do you know if there are plans to make it more firm or make the rules more?
I think the situation is very complicated.
Yeah. And
as far as I know, there is no tangible plan to make it a law.
Because if you look at it from outside, it's one of those things where you had much demand for Japanese whiskey, little regulation. And then, I mean, I looked on the way here for the interview, I looked at the Swedish Systembolaget, like Japanese whiskey, and so many of them, they're not Japanese whiskeys by any stretch of the imagination. But has this been a problem for Nika, for you, that to explain like that we are Japanese for real?
But actually, the all expression from Nika are Japanese whiskey, mm-hmm. as you might know. So some are using the imported whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we think that being just Japanese whiskey is not so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But being transparency is more important.
Yeah.
And being Japanese whiskey is like where I'm from.
Yeah.
But talking about Nikkei is who I am.
Yeah.
I am. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think the just being stick to the Japanese thing is just one thing.
Yeah.
So sharpening identity of our own brand is more important.
Yeah.
Because nowadays too many Japanese brands and company are activating.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not possible to describe the Japanese whiskey in one word.
No, it's and there are also so many distilleries and small companies and then big companies that don't have distilleries but are releasing Japanese whiskey.
Yes.
So it's such a... But I'm thinking, in your position, you will have to hear that from people all the time. Like, okay, is this Japanese or is this not Japanese? Or I also wanted to ask about the bigger scene in Japan with all the new distilleries. What are Nika's plans for the future? Because they are popping up like mushrooms now. All these very small, very boutique distilleries. Does Nika have any such plans to like start new distilleries, or are you happy with the ones that you have?
So far, the people recognize that we are making whiskey at the Yoichi Distillery and Miyakyo Distillery.
Yeah.
But actually, we started whiskey making at the Shochu Distillery,
mm-hmm.
which we have in Kyushu Island.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Moji Distillery and Satsumatsukasa Distillery. So those distillery were acquired by Asahi in 2002.
So 2002.
They were originally shochu companies.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2002, the shochu boom was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And all the major beer companies were trying to expand their portfolio in Japan, adding the shochu.
Yeah.
That's why Asahi decided to shochu distillery.
Yeah.
And now, shochu boom is
it's going down.
Gone down.
Yeah.
And as an experiment, so Nikka decided to make grain whiskey at those two distilleries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So now we are making whiskey at four
yeah, distilleries. Yeah, okay. But there are grain whiskeys that you are making
there. Yeah, grain whiskey is outstanding.
Yeah.
But now I think the maybe possible to make grain whiskey, malt whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And as you might know, we released the Nikka Discovery Limited Edition.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a series of limited editions highlighting the Nikka's experiments in every making process.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2021, we released the Yoichi Non-Peated and the Miyakyo Peated.
I didn't know that. I missed that memo, I think.
Yeah, so it was first time to release the Yoichi single malt using a 100% non-peated malt.
Mm-hmm. And then doing peated at Miyagi.
Yeah, because to overturn the image of the two distilleries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was very successful. And in the following year, 2022, we released another pair of Yoichi Miyagi called Aromatic East, highlighting the unique flavors, unique aromas generated through the fermentation process, and also focusing on the yeast.
Mm-hmm.
So we are making a lot of yeast, and we do a lot of doing a lot of experiments to widen the variety of flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yoichi Aromatic East has a unique aroma like sake ginjo sake. And the Miyakyo Aromatic East had a very charming peach note.
Uh-huh.
But all the natural, generated by the East.
Mm-hmm.
In 2023, the last edition of the Nikka Discovery was a blended grain whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
So as I mentioned, we are now making grain whiskey not only at Miyagi-kyo, but at also Kyushu, distillery in Kyushu.
Yeah.
So idea is to integrate our traditional coffee grain whiskey and also new grain whiskey.
Mm-hmm. To make blended grain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that product will come to the Swedish market in mid-April.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Coming soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. So you have these, then of course, because Yoichi and Miyagi-kyo. Do I pronounce that right? How do you say it?
Yoichi Miyagi-kyo.
Miyagi-kyo. It's really hard.
Yeah, we have two single malts.
Yeah.
And the Taketsuru. Taketsuru is named after founder. It is a blended malt from
both. And of course, because those distilleries are fairly big, you don't really need to be looking for like making malt whiskey at so many new other places. But do you think in terms of what the future holds, do you think, because when you're outside of Japan, it will always be like people will know first Japanese whiskey and then second Nikka. And do you think that like the years from, say, the last 10 years maybe, with very little stock and very much hype for Japanese whiskey, and then all these other small companies, is now the time for like a, what's the word in English? Like for a, almost like a comeback for being more like, now we are back. Do you think that's the case? Or
now the situation is different from the 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So now we expect more liquid and we are investing more. And now actually we are building the new warehouses and also we expand the market.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to grow.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. I know that you're of course in sales, but that will also mean that you are very closely tied to production, because you're saying, okay, in 10 years we need this for that market, and in 5 years. And I was thinking if you could say something about if there are differences in tradition, in the Japanese tradition, as compared to, say, in Scotland. What would you say are the... Because if you read literature, it's always about the... that it's so different. And it seems to me that it's different, but what do you think about...
I don't think the Japanese whiskey industry, or at least Nikkei, is not so different from Scots.
No.
Yeah. Because we found a land... from Scotch distiller.
Mm-hmm.
The basic making method of whiskey in Japan is quite similar to the Scotch distillery.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that the biggest difference between the Scotch industry and Japanese industry is that we don't exchange casks with other companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why we have to, every company has to widen the variety of whiskey in-house by the alone.
Yeah, so you have to make many styles at your own distilleries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Such restriction developed at many kind of techniques.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it seems... I only read... I think it's called Whiskey Rising. Stefan van Eiken something.
Ah, Stefan,
And he writes about this... That the stills are more different from each other in Japan. If you have 10 stills in Scotland, they will all look the same at the same distillery, whereas you have different shapes to make different kinds of whiskey.
Yeah. Because the Scotch distiller can play one function to make the same type of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can, bottler can pick necessarily whiskey style from the particular distillery.
Yeah.
For blend.
Mm-hmm.
But in Japan, so we need a variety. So that's why we have to set a different type of still.
Yeah. For if you look at the Nikkei exports, it's so easy to get hung up on the single malt category, because that's where the discussion is much about. But is it much more dominated by blended whiskey for Nikkei, the exports, in terms of how much you export?
Among the different expression categories?
Yeah, if you think, like, if we sell this much single malt to the world, and way, way much more blended.
Still, the blended whiskey is dominating, because the Nikkei from the barrel is the biggest expression for export.
Yeah.
Best-selling whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
So very popular everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also we have Nikkei Days, so another blended whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
So Nikkei from the barrel and the Nikkei Days are all blended.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also we have grain whiskey, coffee grain, coffee malt, are also popular.
Yeah.
And due to the recent inflation and also some overstock situation, our sales of the single malt is stable now.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So it's stable, and when you
are... But slightly declining.
Yeah.
In terms of shipping from Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we see a lot of Yoichi and Miyaikyo on the shelf at the retailers.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. And would you say in terms of the world market, are any I mean, the traditional two big ones is of course Nikkei and Suntory, but now with all these other different distilleries, do they like make an impact, or are they so small that they are so small you don't need to worry about them?
First of all, the Suntory is by far the biggest.
Yeah.
And Nikkei is very small compared with the Suntory.
Yeah.
So many people say that two major whiskey distillery, which we appreciate it.
Yeah.
But actually, the markets and business scale and also business model are very different from Suntory's.
Yeah.
And so we are sandwiched. Sandwiched by the global giant Suntory, mm-hmm. and also other small distillery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we are in a very difficult situation, to be honest.
Yeah.
And in volume-wise, we don't need to care about small new distilleries. Mm-hmm. But as for the reputation and the quality,
mm-hmm.
I think the some craft distilleries, also Chichibu, are making very good whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
So we should focus on our own way,
yeah.
but also we should know what they are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and we need to be humble, I think.
Yeah. Mm. And of course, I mean, Chichibu is, of course, the most famous because he was so early as well. But now, I mean, even I cannot keep up with all the, like, there's a new distillery, there are everywhere now.
Yes, we try to make a list.
Yeah.
But we have given up because too many. Impossible.
Yeah. That's good to hear. If you think it's impossible to have a list of all the distilleries, then I can give up. Definitely. I think, actually, already now, I had this huge question about the TV series on the Masan, but you already touched upon that. I think the major questions that I had, you have answered them already. Is there anything else that you think about that you would like for sort of the people listening to this podcast, or like it's the Swedish whiskey community? What is it that they don't know about Nikka that they should know, or about Japanese whiskey?
Mm-hmm. So as I mentioned, we delisted 8 statements in single malt in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But last year we introduced Yoichi 10.
Yeah.
So it was a good sign that we can expect more matured whiskey.
Yeah.
And so it's good to regain the aging statement back to our portfolio.
Yeah. Certainly. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
The time. Oh, I'm just seeing your T-shirt now.
This is a coffee.
That's amazing.
Coffee.
Oh, cool. That's the coffee still.
Graham Mood Dean Walker.
Yeah. The coffee Nikka still. Coffee. Fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'll just see if I can put a stop there. Let's see.
Ja, vi tackar David, och jag tror att han fick stopp på inspelningen till slut, och vi tur det.
Ja.
Tackar till David och Emiko Kaji. Alltså, jag älskar en grej, måste jag säga. Jag älskar verkligen hur hon uttalar Matasaka Taketsuru. Alltså, det är så coolt.
Det är så coolt. Och jag är imponerad att du kunde uttala hans namn.
Åh, tack, Magera.
För mig hade det varit så här. Han matakakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepakatesepak just det.
Yes.
Ja, ja men coolt att höra henne, verkligen.
Mm. Och som vanligt så tycker man blir nyfiken. Och den här Apple-brandin, liksom.
Ja.
Den har ju inte smakat. Det vill man ju göra, eller?
Jag hade ju ingen aning om att de gjorde liksom annat än whisky.
Nej, nej.
Det var ju helt nytt för mig.
Ja, men precis.
Mm.
Och det David väl också lite grann sa det att liksom så här, ja, men ni är väl en av de större liksom så där, ni och Santori. Hon var så här, Santori är så mycket större. Okej. Jag hade ingen koll på det heller riktigt.
Men spännande att höra att de har massa nytt på gång här nu. Att de har liksom byggt upp en massa liquid.
Ja, precis. Mm. Ja, det lovar ju väldigt gott alltså. Vad härligt. Ja. Det ska bli himla skoj.
Ja. Och då vet ni det att det gäller även för Nicka då att the neck pour rätt ner i halsen.
Rätt. Nicka from the barrel i alla fall, eller hur?
Ja, absolut. Den är hopplös att hälla ur.
Ja, åtminstone första centilitrarna är ju skitjobbig. Ja.
Första decilitrarna.
Nästan ännu jobbigare än en agitators, tror jag.
Ja,
faktiskt.
Verkligen. Mm. Det är verkligen så här, det är ju noll hals på den.
Nej, men exakt. Men den är snygg, Mattias.
Ja, jättesnygg. Jag har sagt det förr i podden och jag säger det igen. Det är den enda whiskyn där jag har sparat kartongen.
Mm, okej, just det.
För att den är så jäkla snygg.
Ja, den behöver man liksom inte slå in om man ska ge bort den. Den Nej. Är liksom, det är färdigt. Varsågod.
Känn bra att snöra runt bara. Och sen blir,
ja, men
sen
exakt.
Är klart, klart och klart.
Ja, så är det.
Ja.
Yes, hörni.
Mm.
Men med Enrico Caggi så störtar vi oss in i oändligheten och så vidare. Och vem vet vad som finns på andra sidan, tänkte jag säga.
Nej, ja.
Vi tar en liten paus bara.
Vi tar en paus. Vi kommer komma tillbaka. Det är hot eller löften, men det gör vi.
Det gör vi absolut.
Ja.
Det här är alldeles för roligt.
Ja, det är det.
För att avvara. Och det tycker ju David också, men han, just nu är det liksom... All den energi, lilla energi han har, måste han liksom bara...
Ja, men han sa ju det, vi pratade med honom innan här nu. Han sa ju liksom att när han kom till den punkten att han tycker att sätta sig ner och prata med oss om whisky. När det blir prestation, då är det någonting som är allvarligt fel. För att innan dess, så, alltså de här andra 200 plus avsnitten, så har det bara varit ren och skär liksom, glädje.
Mm.
Men när man känner att det är, nej fy fan, jag orkar inte, jag måste prestera, då är det liksom, okej, okay. Wow, handbroms
på, japp.
Mm.
Så är det. Så vi säger att vi syns helt enkelt.
Ja.
Följ oss precis. På facebook.com/entreawhiskey, kommer vi definitivt uppdatera er där.
Ja.
Och fortsätt liksom prenumerera, så när vi har något då dyker upp i spelaren.
Absolut, absolut.
Så det är så.
Och vem vet, det kanske kommer då Instagram-inlägg ändå. Bara för att.
Kanske kommer det podd-inlägg, vem vet.
Ja, man vet. Ja, det är Nej. Vi kommer tillbaka, men vi vet inte när.
Nej. Men hörni, ta hand om varandra och det är knappt gott.
Precis.
Så hörs vi.
Det gör vi.
Ciao.